The Tampa City Council, working as the city's community redevelopment agency, rejected a proposal today to remove street signs that misspell the Spanish spelling of the word 7th on 7th Avenue in Ybor City. The difference comes down to one letter, the exclusion of the letter P from the word Septima. Currently, signs spell the word Septima without the P. The motion to remove the street signs, which would cost between $1,300 and $3,000, was proposed by Tampa City Councilwoman Linda Salcena.
After hearing from numbers of constituents, I have a very fat stack of emails. We're an educated community, and we know that Septima is with a P. And so putting, you know, there's a lot of history. We don't need to spend the next 3 hours discussing it, but my motion before the CRA is that we spend the money to remove the improperly spelled signs.
The issue has been enmeshed in controversy for months, if not years. Last fall, the Ybor City Development Corporation, or YCDC, voted 12-5 to maintain the spelling of the signs. But Fran Constantino, president of the East Ybor Neighborhood Association, wanted the signs removed. She did acknowledge that old-time members of Ybor disagree on what to do.
I mean, everybody admits that they have been asked at one time or another, why is the city of Miss Tampa misspelling 7th? You know, city of Tampa misspelling 7th. If you Google it, it will tell you that Spanish is with a P, with an accent on the E. Italian is two T's. So we know it's a colloquialism, but the tourists and Super Bowl people coming don't understand that. And I think looking to sound illiterate, whether it's a piece of our history or not, we can keep the Chamber newsletter, if that's what they want to name their newsletter, and keep it, spell it however they want, that's fine. But the streets that belong to all of us, I just think it should be spelled the proper way.
Councilman Charlie Miranda grew up in Ybor City. He leaned against the council taking any action, saying that controversy has always been a rich part of the history of Ybor, and there was no reason to change the status quo.
This argument about who's right and who's wrong, there is no right and there is no wrong. We call things guarafango. We call things guaracantón, el guagüero. Some of you understand what I'm saying, some don't. We nickname so many things. And those nicknames stuck. Like I said, half the time I knew who I was talking about, but I didn't know their names because we put it on the slang, and that slang, how many words are changed yearly on Webster's Dictionary?
Councilwoman Mary Mulhern worried that maintaining the colloquial Spanish word for 7th might create a negative image of the city.
It might be worth thinking about how change can help us to keep our children and grandchildren here. And this sort of thing makes us look, could possibly make us look less literate. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important for Tampa to be considered a city that knows how to spell.
After an attorney for the city council said that as a CRA, the board did not have the authority to change street names, Councilwoman Salcena revised her motion, making it a recommendation to the Iorio administration to remove the signs. The president of the Ybor City Chamber of Commerce, Tom Keating, said that the story of how 7th Avenue became spelled without the P is now part of Ybor lore and did not want the city to change anything.
The secondary premise that we should be embarrassed enough to correct our error is simply wrong, and wrong on so many levels. Septima was a correct spelling of 7th in Spanish during the last century. Adding Septima to the street signs was undertaken by two of the most prestigious and representative organizations in the barrio at that time, the Ybor City Chamber of Commerce and the Ybor City Museum Society. Our Visitors Information Center has reported out of the thousands of guests we have served in the last 3 years, only one questioned the spelling.
But that comment seemed to fire up Councilwoman Salcena.
This is saying what's verbalized is so subtle between Septima and Septima. That's one thing. Written is different. I'm proposing, my motion is that we request the administration to remove the controversy. I think removing the controversy is in the best interest of the community.